A great job. Were you part of that, or did Kyle do that on his own?
No, I played a small part in that.
There you
Yeah.
go. Nicely done. Yeah, we do have to update that one of these days. What we're watching is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. All right, Rick, I'm going to ask you to go first because you are watching a show which I have not yet seen. I'm eager to, and I looked up last night. It is the number one streaming hit on Amazon Prime.
It is. I'm watching The Terminal List, which is based on a novel by Jack Carr, a former Navy SEAL. And the main character is a guy named James Reese, who is, of course, a Navy SEAL. A lot of deployment. I don't want to give away everything because if you haven't seen this, folks, it is riveting. There's an ambush. I'll give you the basics here. There's an ambush which knocks out basically his entire team. And then everything that comes with it upon his return back to the States, there's a lot of dark forces working and lurking, trying to make his life miserable as he tries to find out exactly what happened and why his entire team was killed off. And then there's a lot of levels to this when it gets, if you like drama, there's a lot of politics in it. Even the folks at Amazon Prime went through a lot to put this on. I watched in a couple of interviews with Jack Carr, who had to really, you know, jump through hoops to get this to be aired. So it's got a tinge of controversy to it, but it is riveting. I mean, Chris Pratt and this cast do a tremendous job. Taylor Kitsch, Constance Wu, there's some very, very talented young actors and actresses involved in this show. But The Terminal List, number one streaming right now. At some point, it's going to go beyond streaming. And I try to catch as much of it as I can late at night, you know, and catch up on each and every episode. But it is fascinating, and I highly recommend it.
What time do you normally go to bed at night? I'm curious.
About 2, 2.30.
Do you really?
I get home.
Because I know you work a game, and you work those Yankee games are long games.
Long. And getting out of Yankee Stadium, it's
not
even a game.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm only 8 miles from Yankee Stadium, and it usually takes me about an hour from the garage to my apartment building in New Jersey, which is only 8 miles. It's usually about an hour, and I drop off the producer at home. So, yeah, I'm one of those guys that when everyone else is already asleep, the light's still on in my living room, and I'm catching up on stuff like The Terminal List.
Right, and back, so there was a time on WIP when I worked the 7 to 11 shift, and sometime the 7 to 11 p.m. shift meant working till 1 a.m., right? I would be on after Flyers-Sixers games when we had them, so I'm on till 1, and then I drive home, and I couldn't fall asleep right away.
No,
right? You just worked a shift.
No.
You're keyed up. Unfortunately, sometimes you're hungry, and that's not a good idea to be eating at 1:30 in the morning, but I get it. So sitting, laying back and watching The Terminal List at 1:30 in the morning probably...
It's riveting, yeah. It's not good for the sleep cycle. Yeah. And I'm one of these guys, Glenn. I can't... During baseball season, I can't go to bed until the last game on the West Coast is over. So I don't even...
Get out of here. Yeah, really?
I don't even get to The Terminal List or whatever it is that I'm watching until the Mariners or the Dodgers or the Giants or whoever that last game on the West Coast, until that game is over and baseball's done, that's when I flip to what I'm watching on TV.
Well, you're one of the few guys who benefits from the Phantom Runner rule then.
Oh, it's been...
They're playing an 18-inning game out in the West Coast. Ricky's going 24 straight.
Yeah, I'm going to have a couple pots of coffee. Absolutely.
There you go. All right, I'm going to tell you about a show I'm watching.
All right.
I was a fan of the Canadian sitcom Letterkenny, which was a mix of lowbrow and highbrow humor, if that makes any sense. It was stupid and puerile, but at the same time, it was very sophisticated. You can still catch it. It streams. I forget where it streams now, but it was a successful Canadian series that that made its way in the United States. If you watched that show, one of the critical characters was a guy named Shorzy, who was the foul-mouthed hooligan who was voiced by the series creator and star guy named Jared Kiso. He was not my favorite character, but he got himself a spin-off show that is a mix of Letterkenny and Slapshot, one of my all-time favorite movies, with, I would say, nods to Mystery Alaska and Goon. So if you're somebody who, have you seen any of those? You've seen Slapshot, I'm sure.
Slapshot, absolutely.
There you go. By the way, Mystery Alaska is also, it's a great movie. And Goon's pretty good, too. And this is a mix of all those. Now, I will say you need to be a hockey guy or hockey gal to like Shorzy, the show that focuses on Shorzy, the character, who is a washed-up hockey player who moves to Sudbury, Ontario, kind of in the middle of nowhere, to mix it up for a struggling, low-level, minor league hockey team. It's a quick watch. It's 6 episodes, 30 minutes apiece, and that's about all you want to invest. 3 hours, it's great binge. You got Phil's day off, All-Star break, right? We got 2 days without baseball. You can watch the whole thing and be done with it. Speaking of which, there is a nod to the movie Major League here. Rick, I assume you like that one.
Loved it.
Shorzy ends up on the worst team in the worst league, and the owner is about to pull the plug. And Shorzy promises the owner that if she doesn't disband the team, they'll never lose again. That's kind of the setup. Anyway, he's a notoriously dirty player. He brags about having sex with rival players' mothers. He cries during the rendition of O Canada. There's a lot of shtick going on. He when she's going to pull the plug, the owner, he finds the dirtiest, toughest players he can, mostly unemployed bar bouncers, and that is your Sudbury Bulldogs. It's puerile, Rick. It is offensive to any thinking woman. I will say my wife lasted about 10 minutes and was out. But sometimes you want junk food. And Shorzy is worthy junk food. And
Shorzy will be a part of my late night rotation. McCoo is asleep anyway. She could care less.
Yeah,
what I'm
I would guess that McCoo, as charming as she has been the 2 or 3 times I've met her, would look at you like you're from Mars if you're watching this show.
You're probably right. but that's one I'll catch up on.
Yeah, you know Mike Rodano, right?
Sure.
He's the one who recommended it to me. So I want to thank him for that. If you want to watch a fun, stupid, offensive hockey comedy that will evoke the Broad Street Bullies and Slapshot, I recommend Shorzy. And Rick, one more time for you.
The Terminal List with Chris Pratt.
There you go. All right. I guess we could take a break here. 215-592-9494. We got other issues I want to bring up, but you know what? Rather than start something, let's take a break. Good time to get in. We got some open lines now because we had our guests and we did this. So if you want to call up, we can get you on in the next segment. 215-592-9494. By the way, Kyle Quinn, tell the people what you have done via social media.
Oh, yeah. So I put the picture up of you and Ricky sporting the nice hairdos. And they're up on my Twitter, so it's at Kyle_Quinn, WIP. And I believe you retweeted it, and Ricky retweeted it as well, so you can go on either of our three Twitters and you can find it. But it's both Glenn and Ricky at a young age sporting some pretty solid heads of hair there, I must say.
Nice salad on that Magnum picture there.
Yeah.
And I think it was about 90 pounds lighter at the time, by the way.
In that picture, that's the great Luther Vandross.
I thought that was, because you said it's your radio station guy, yeah. So I'm looking like anybody recognizes him, thinking that guy looks like Luther Vandross.
Yeah, it was our station staff at the time, and Luther Vandross is the guy right below me.
I'm going to make a comment on which you have to provide no retort on this, Rick.
Okay.
You look less than 100% of sound mind in that picture.
I think that's safe to say.
Okay.
Yes.
It was
the same. And I offer no apology.
You are at a radio station.
Yes. And it was the 80s.
Oh, the 80s, excuse me.
And I offer no apology for it.
No, it was the times. It was all pretty good. Anyway, yes. And by the way, Kyle, I don't think you need to write what you did.
I had to have my own little commentary.
Here's what he writes, Rick. It's true. At one point in time, Ricky Riccardi puts your Twitter, and Real Glenn Mack now had hair. Excuse the photo quality. These guys are ancient.
Ancient? Ancient?
I mean, if you look at the photo quality, it's pretty rough.
Mine's in black and white.
Yours is in favors, pal.
Right, yours is in sepia tone. Allow me to say this. My dad is listening now, right now, Kyle. My dad is insulted that you called me ancient.
Well, I'm sorry, Marv, if it makes you feel any better.
Mama Elsa is in Miami listening, too, and she's like, wait a minute, my son's not ancient.
Right. I'm sorry to insult your guys' parents. I did not mean to do that, but I did mean to insult you guys.
That's fine. By the way, coming up at noon, Anthony Sanfilippo is going to join us. I think a lot of our audience already knows, and he's... he does the best job of covering hockey of anybody in this town in terms of breaking down what goes right and what goes wrong with this organization. And these days, there's a lot wrong, so we will cover that with him. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Ricky Ricardo. You know, Ricky, I took 3 years of Spanish. I never learned to roll my L's. My R's. Excuse me, not my L's. My R's. Cost me an A 3 years in a row.
Ricardito. Ricardito, you gotta just—it's easy.
I tried, man. Did it in front of a mirror when I was a kid. I just couldn't do it. With a name like yours, you got to be able to roll your L's.
Si, señor.
There you go, Ricky Ricardo, Glenn Macnow, 94 WIP.